Who's bending down to give me a rainbow? Everyone knows it's the 95 BFM Small Top 10. Take it away, Amelia.
Oh, sorry. As always, dramatic things were happening off air, but you are here on the 95 BFM Small Top 10 with me, Amelia. My guest this evening is 95 BFM General Manager, News Team Veteran, West Auckland Liver, Cat Owner.
Can you own cats?
Life Lover, Legal Expert.
That's not
unofficial
true.
Legal expert.
Thank you. Legally, I cannot be called a legal expert.
Oh, Caitlin is the Celtic version of the name Catherine. Also, Kath, Kate, Katie. I think there's more.
It stands for, apparently, it comes from Catherine, which means pure.
Beautiful.
One time I looked this up.
All I think of is Taming of the Shrew, and we shouldn't go there. Shakespeare's worst play, Fight Me.
And the ticks go off.
So... So what is your small top 10 about this evening?
My small top 10, I feel like I'm on a talk show. My
you
small
are.
Top 10.
I mean, you literally are.
That is true. Thankfully, there's no TV. I'm imagining on the TV, it's all okay. Very flashing lights in the background.
I'm secretly filming it. It's a webcam hidden in here somewhere.
Wow. We okay, can anyway. Talk about that tomorrow. My small top 10 is my top 10 lists, like my top 10 favourite West Auckland traits.
Okay, Westy features.
Yes, Westy features. So before we start, I
do you have some like disclaimers?
I've got some PSAs. Right. This is a lighthearted, not definitive list of some things that make me go bogans. And so don't call up with you like, I actually do that, and I'm from Torbay. Cool, mate. Cool. That's for other people are allowed to do these things too.
I'm interested in that kind of commentary, but that's all right.
You can call Amelia.
If we get a text like that, I will keep it to myself.
No, read it out, read it out. And I'll be like, come on, man, we talked about this.
All right, should we get stuck in?
Mm.
All right.
10.
Being mad about the super city.
Still?
You would not believe it.
And we're not talking about the television show, the New Zealand comedy show.
I don't even know what that is.
You saw
Super City.
You saw Super City in your TV guide.
You're bastards. Mm. So you will have seen the bumper stickers, Waitakere City is still a super city. There's still a lot of resentment around the amalgamation of the various city councils in Auckland.
Yep. A lot of anti-Rodney Hyde sentiment. I feel like everyone else in Auckland was like, I mean, all right, like, sure. Like, I don't know if anyone was like really chuffed, but there was mostly a kind of like a hushed resignation.
Not in the West.
And in West Auckland, it was like, well, what are we going to do about our liquor laws?
Liquor laws feature also in the small top 10 spoilers.
I feel like if somebody had, because I think the real point where the rest of Auckland became concerned about the super city was when the berms happened.
Mm.
And I think if people had run on that, West would have got, everyone would have been in the West position.
Yeah, we would have had a larger, you know,
yeah.
Citizenry mad about the super city.
Yeah.
I think we were pleased with our city council. We were in a little eco city.
Yep.
We had paid for infrastructure, unlike Central, you know, various things like that. I'm not
oh
saying
my
I'm
God,
still
it's
mad.
So real. I could like feel it. You're like kind of eyes like they get all small and there's like a heat that comes off you, like a spiritual heat. Alright. Okay, let's do number 9. Are they all this intense?
No.
Okay.
9.
We touched on it briefly just before. Being mad about the liquor licensing trusts.
In what way? Like, that they are there?
Yeah, broadly that they exist.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not saying that all people in West Auckland are mad about it. I'm just saying there's a lot of people.
Okay.
I mean, a lot. We'll see. There's a petition going around at the moment to dissolve the trusts. It restricts where you can sell liquor and how long you can sell liquor for and, you know, various inconveniences.
I thought
that.
The Super City was bringing that to an end.
Yeah, it didn't.
Oh, my goodness. just opened a can of worms. Like, just like what grinds Caitlin's gears?
I mean, I don't actually drink, so I care less about the liquor licensing trust. Now, if I'm
where
honest,
can I buy a non-alcoholic beer at this time of night?
But I tell you what, you finish work at 10:30 at night, I'll get a nice 0% beer on the way home. Oh no, you won't. No, you won't. The liquor stores are shut. They shut at 9.
Salt
in the wound, I tell you.
I never knew anybody to drink 0% beer until I got more acquainted with West Aucklanders.
Really?
Like, most people just stop drinking if they stop drinking.
I don't know that that's particularly a West Auckland thing. That's going to give me some pause for thought.
I'm just thinking, just like, I don't know. I would like to hear the public's views on this.
Yeah, but I'm interested too. And this one, I'll take questions. Thank you.
Damn right. I'm still mad about the Super City. Yes. Also, someone agreed with me that timing of the show is bad. Yeah, it's the worst one. Well, like, just by so far.
We've each got a text to our specific interests, so okay. We're going well so far.
All right.
8.
Closely related to 9, being surprised about where you can buy liquor when you leave the trusts area. Shocking. You know how many places it's available? What's happening to the world?
I've had people from West Auckland call me an idiot for saying that we can get some wine from the supermarket.
We are aggressive. Like, we're aggressive about it. Make no mistake.
Like, I'll just go out and grab, oh, we don't have enough like alcohol for the party. I'll just go grab, you know, a couple of beers from the supermarket.
It's only 9:05 p.m. I'll just pop down.
Ah, yeah, I'll just go buy some beers from the supermarket. You just shut up, Amelia. Oh, shit.
When I was younger, I swear that I saw some wine in a dairy in Mount Maunganui. To this day, not sure if it was a dream. I walked in, whoa!
In Wellington, you can get alcohol in dairies.
What is happening? I mean, now there's a part of me that's mad about the trust, and there's another part of me that's like, the world is, it's all falling apart. Look at all this liquor.
Hey, any ideology is built on its own contradictions, so.
Grim.
All right. Do you have anything else to say about the... that all of the liquor material?
Let's move on. It's not, okay. It's not all of the liquor material.
I don't want to breach any broadcasting standards.
7.
Civic pride. It's number 7. There's a lot of I'm from West... from West Auckland.
I think this closely relates to number 10. I feel like everybody else was like... I mean, that's going to take a lot of power away from my community that I don't really care about. Like, when the Super City came in, everyone was like, well, my local board's going to have a lot less authority. Whatever.
That seems like, fine.
Yeah, that...
Nope.
Yeah.
Civic pride.
So, I mean, how does this manifest? Do you have... I've seen you have been scribbling down notes for like an hour, and now you're just like, very succinct points.
You write the notes so you're succinct. How it works. Civic pride is it's just a lot of being like, I'm from West Auckland. I grew up in da da da. I live in the suburb, you know.
Because okay.
And you compare your suburbs.
Because
you know?
As somebody who is from the North Shore, I don't have any of that. I generally don't tell people where I'm from. If someone says, where are you from? I say, Auckland. And then when they go, oh, yeah, but where? I say, I live in Kingsland. And they're like, yeah, but where did you go to school? And I'm like, you know, around.
That's it. Let's go. It was a school. It's fine.
Mostly areas, honestly. But I started trying to claim West for a little while.
Really? How'd that go?
Well, I believe this is one of your later points, so I'll save it.
Oh, I know where you're going. You didn't.
Apparently there's a dairy in Remuera that sells alcohol.
Oh, come on.
That's Remuera for you.
Right?
I feel like Remuera is like the anti-West Auckland.
I honestly couldn't find it on a map if you paid me. If I'm honest, I've had no business there.
Also, we have another text saying that nobody drinks 0%. It's all about...
Fight me!
It's all about DAC, coffee, and sparkling motherfucking water.
What? In relation to what?
In relation to giving up alcohol.
Ah, I don't know. No, we've come in on different sides of this, Dexter. I mean, thank you for your comments.
I gave up smoking with sparkling water. Let's do number 6.
That's how did that work? Anyway.
6.
It keeps the mouth busy. Go, come on, do number 6.
Number 6. saying that's not West Auckland, about places that are not West Auckland.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is where you come in, right? Yeah.
That's the one that's really cut me personally.
Right. So tell us your story.
I would say, yeah, I'm a bit of a Westie, and they'd be like, why? And I'm like, oh, because my girlfriend lives in Swanson.
Wow. No. Oh. That's not how it works.
Oh, because I'm living in Grey Lynn, so I'm a bit of a Westie. Oh, I just enraged you. I know that on the radio that was silence, but in the room it was fury.
It was palpable. Yeah. No, people often Point Chev. Oh yeah, Point Chev. No.
Where's the line? What of you?
It's actually in the old days it was a little bit past Avondale.
Past Avondale?
Yeah, I mean, no, on the border. Avondale was the border suburb, you know?
I feel like saying Avondale is not West Auckland is... We're going to start getting threats soon.
It was on the, like, Waterview. You were like, no.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you can still see the water.
What?
I don't know.
No, it doesn't... It was a city council boundary. Like, it wasn't a...
Okay.
From the
okay.
water to this other water.
Because generally, I think once I can see the spider, I'm deep in West Auckland. Like, I'm in the territory now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Before that.
Before. All right.
I mean...
Sure. I feel like you're trying not to reveal your real... you're like,
we have to keep some mystery, all right? I'm trying to be mysterious.
We've got a text here saying that all Aucklanders are ashamed of where they're from in terms of suburbs.
That's not true.
But all of the West Auckland people I personally know, they're like, no, I grew up in Glendean. Thank you very much.
Why is Glendean your favourite West Auckland suburb? There's nothing there.
It's got a very pleasant name.
Have you ever been there?
Yes, accidentally.
Yeah, it's a place you accidentally... I mean, I lived there for a time when I was a child. There's nothing doing.
Green Bay's nice. Went there once.
Oh, I mean, there's something to do there, you know, shops. There's a dairy in Glendean. Just the one. Someone's going to text in, Buna, how do you disrespect Glendean?
Oh, west of Avondale. All right, I think I'm going to let these texts brew because we're getting a lot of response and we're going to listen to your number six today.
Number six.
It is Dina Marker with Luna featuring Pierre Quendis. It's BFM.
Mon cœur il a chaud, je veux ton amour, mon cœur il a chaud. chaud. Ma colombe, ma colombe, mon cœur il a chaud. Je de ton amour, écho bêta. Fancy driving, wanna see a guy arriving in low. I'd be satisfied, electrified, I know a guy what takes his time. A hurry up affair, I always give the air, wouldn't give any Russian Jenna smile. I could go for any singer who would condescend to linger a while. But a lullaby would be supplied to have a guy what takes his time. Oh, a guy what takes his time. I'll go for any time. A hasty job really spoils a master's touch. I don't like a big commotion. I'm a demon for slow motion or such. Why should I deny that I would die to know a guy what takes his time? There isn't any fun in getting something done if you're rushed when you have to make the grade. I can spot an amateur, appreciate a connoisseur at his trade. Who would qualify, no alibi, to be the guy what takes his time?
You're tuned into 95BFM, and that was A Guy What Takes His Time by Mae West.
Oh, funny.
Because I'm funny. and this show is very intricately planned. Thank you. So, Caitlin, we've got a lot of texts in about this.
Present them to me like a queen.
Someone has even noted that this is the most texts they've ever sent to this show, and it's only 8:05.
Audience engagement. I love it.
They're congratulating you.
Yeah, thank you.
So, we have one text saying that it's west of Avondale.
Yeah.
Another one saying Avondale is west. Avondale starts West Auckland. Another person saying West Auckland starts west of Queen Street.
I beg your pardon. What do you mean west of Queen Street? What does it even mean? Needs to clarification, thank you.
Linfield is the suburb no one wants. The rest of Auckland calls it West Auckland, but Westies insist that's not west.
Yes, Linfield.
And when I mentioned Linfield to you, you're like, well, that's just outside the trust, so what? How is Linfield not West Auckland? Isn't it further west?
No, it loops back around. You're heading to the city. You're heading back to the city. It's on the other side of, like, Blockhouse Bay.
Now, I'm not just trying to wind everybody up when I say this.
By everyone, you mean me, right?
Surely since the super city and West Auckland has dissolved,
West Auckland hasn't dissolved. Waitakere City Council has dissolved.
Well, since whatever you want to call it has dissolved, isn't West Auckland a relative term now? Say you're in St. Helier's. Mm. Isn't the CBD West Auckland these days? These days? Anything? No. They'll call anything West Auckland now.
No. I think it's important to draw the distinction between West in terms of a directional movement.
Yep.
And then West Auckland in terms of the concept. And I would like to draw your attention.
West Auckland, it's a feeling, it's a vibe.
It's a lifestyle. I think this is a key reason why, you know, things like civic pride and being mad at Super City have really come to the fore in the last few years.
Does that make Waterview central?
Yeah.
Oh, that's disgusting to me.
Well,
okay.
Why would it be West Auckland? I mean, hey.
Here's number five.
Loving the trees.
We're taking a really
massive turn here.
We all love the trees, Caitlin.
Do you remember that time out near Tetarangi, and there was someone trying to build a deck or, I don't know, some sort of house, something, and then they would have to cut down a kodi tree and some dude went and lived in it?
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, we're on different levels.
We've just got a great text in. They've found a simpler way than your 10 features to define a Westie. Mm. What do you think of this? Westies, they smoke bad weed and drink cheap bourbon. Boo-hoo.
I don't do either of those things.
Do they? I mean, I'm going to be perfectly honest. Cheap bourbon is something I associate with West Auckland.
I thought you were going to say with me personally. No. I was like, it's at its place. I mean, it's not my current lifestyle.
I didn't know you during that time, Caitlin. And I don't know if the radio wants to know you during that time. So they love the trees. What's...
Yes. There's a big, you know, protect the trees, big vibe towards environmentalism, and, you know, it was an eco city, old Waitakere.
I mean, I feel like what you're trying to say is it's where all the hippies live.
That is true. That's a part of it.
Hemp pants.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, a lot of crystals.
I wish AC/DC had more bongos.
Yeah. I haven't heard those specific words put together like that, but I wouldn't be surprised. My issue, though, environmentalism is great. Mm-hmm. We should all protect the trees, respect the rahui. Yeah, that's all good. But I think it also comes with this kind of, it can get a bit gross, and people start trying to make themselves guardians of the land. You know, my family's been here for generations. I love this land. I've nurtured this land, which is... cool and good, but
they need to decolonize themselves, is what you're trying to say, Caitlin. Yeah. But you don't want to get political on the radio.
That's too late in the day, but is it? So but it ends
Caitlin
up being
was like, is it all right if I get political? If you're gonna do it, just do it. You don't need to pussyfoot around it for me. I love it.
And he's got both hands on the desk, bracing.
I love the controversy. Ready. This is the first time we've ever got a text that says boo hoo in it, and I love it.
I think there's, at the moment, I'm in the Tasarangi in Glen Eden area, and there's a big thing about the rahui that's been put on the ranges, you know, Cody Dieback, it's all respect the rahui, don't go in there, how hard is that? And then there's a lot of people being like, well, I've always looked after the tracks, and I've always walked my dog, and I'm all very angry.
Yeah, all right.
And I think we end up fighting what should be the same battle to look after the environment, but it ends up being this, what's this rahui? I've been walking my dog here for 25 years. I want to keep walking my dog here. We end up fighting different battles, and actually we all want to look after the
tree. Kind of weird, I know best environmentalism.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Don't
yes.
tell me how to recycle. I'll recycle however I pissing well want.
Yeah, I've been recycling this whole time. You didn't even know what it was, you child.
You
yeah.
use it. You use it for insulation. That's how you do it. All right, let's do number four.
Four.
Coming off the back of a strong environmental vibe out in West Auckland is burnouts. I don't think you can talk about it without West Auckland without mentioning cars and burnouts.
Boy races.
Yeah. Yeah.
Notorious in the mid 2000s.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, Nissan Skylines?
Yeah. I didn't drive in a Skyline.
Everyone I've ever known from West Auckland has been obsessed with the idea of owning a Nissan Skyline.
I would honestly really like a Nissan Skyline. I learned to drive in one, which really messed me up for timing of getting into traffic when I then owned a car, which was a shit car.
Caitlin, does your car have a mean spoiler?
My car is the BFM ute.
Have you ever done a burnout in the BFM ute? I'm asking the hard questions.
Look, accidentally. It's a large vehicle. It's difficult to move. Tight corners. But no, I would like a Nissan Skyline, but only the older one, the kind of more square shape.
Okay.
Yeah, I learned to drive in a newer Nissan Skyline anyway. Okay. Anyone got a skyline for me? I now have it.
Got some questions. Does Waiuku constitute West Auckland?
By Waiuku, which is out south, do you mean Waimalku?
Could do. Yeah. I'm not really sure what they were getting at. And then there's also apparently in West Auckland, the cops call Cody's a court case in a can.
What?
Which is great for me. Because
Cody's. I thought you said Cody, like Cody trees.
No, Cody's.
Yeah.
Because have you ever been to a police auction?
No.
You can get so many Cody's there.
What?
Really, really the best.
Like the drinks.
If you want to get cheap RTDs, go to a police auction. Hot tip.
Really?
Yeah. Me and my friends had a party once and we supplied alcohol for the whole party by going to a police auction and buying up all of the RTDs they'd confiscated because it was an out west one. It was really great.
This is honestly one of the most shocking things I've ever heard in my life. Who's getting the drinks confiscated?
I don't know. There were a lot, I would say teens, judging by the fact that a lot of them were honey flavored Cody's.
Oh wow. What?
Yeah.
Ooh.
It was a tough time for us.
Yeah.
Are we ready to go to the next one?
Sure.
Three.
We're continuing on the car theme with eating takeaways in the car instead of going home.
Oh, they clarified they are talking about Waiuku.
Waiuku.
They're about as west as it gets, but there is a harbour between us.
Yeah, I mean, it loops back around a little bit, but it's more around...
You keep saying that.
Well, we live in an isthmus.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I don't think Waiuku counts as West Auckland, though.
Right, putting the hard word in.
It's the Bombays.
Okay, sure. Okay, what is your number three? Sorry.
My number three is eating takeaways in cars instead of going home.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you go to the fish and chip shop, I don't know, whatever it is, you get some dinner, you're with a mate, you eat it in the car. You're hanging out.
This is one of the things that I tried to use to prove my West Aucklandness when I was trying to say that I was a West Aucklander.
That you once ate in a car.
I would constantly be eating fish and chips in cars.
Like constantly?
Just all the time.
Just all the time?
Every meal.
It feels like a lot of fish and chips. I know I should be focusing on the West Auckland point, but I'm focusing on the fact there's a lot of fish and chips.
For some reason, living in Grey Lynn and eating fish and chips in a car was not enough for most people.
No. No, I would agree with most people.
Okay. So is this like the classic like having the doors open in the car park with the radio turned up loud?
Yeah.
Yeah. Solid.
That could be a vibe.
Yeah.
That could be what you're about. Maybe it's cold, you got the doors shut, but the window's down a little bit.
Mm. You get a bad chip, you just drop it on the ground.
Yeah, I mean, it's compostable, so the environmentalism would allow that. I'm aware that it's not compostable if you put it on the concrete. Please don't text in and tell me that.
Apparently, the Nissan Skyline is actually an expensive car that has quite a powerful motor.
Yeah, yes. That's, yes. Those are accurate things, of course. They're well sought after. They're expensive. Powerful motor, what's the point?
I like that you're just like, obviously, the people from West Auckland want it. It's like it's a really good car. Like, I don't know why anyone's disputing
it. It's also I think that as the older they get, or, you know, there are particular shapes that are more sought after than others, and they are expensive because my money is on the fact that a lot of them have been crashed, so they're quite rare.
Well, whenever I see one, it kind of has an air of danger to me. Like, I'm like, oh, I bet you do bad things. In your Nissan Skyline. Oh.
Rethinking me as a teenager learning to drive. People looking over. Oh. I'm just kidding. I'd learned to drive in a new shape Nissan Skyline, so I didn't have the Euro danger about it. It was a very discreet car.
Did it have the spoilers?
No.
Oh, right.
No, it's a new shape. They don't look stupid with a spoiler.
Did you, important, ever eat fish and chips out of it?
I mean, probably. It was my dad's car. I drove it all the time. I actually ripped the like a bit of casing off the bottom of it,
right,
going down a non-resurfaced drive out in Tatarangi. Yeah, he wasn't impressed.
Do you have any like hot tips for fish and chip places out west? Just while we're here.
My favourite fish and chip shop in the city, I think, is Blockhouse Bay Fish and Chips.
I'm not... What do you mean? What does that mean in the city?
It's my most favourite fish and chip shop.
Within the super city. Okay.
Yeah.
I got confused. I thought you were going to be like, there's no good ones in West Auckland.
No,
you have to go downtown.
West of Queen Street.
Wynyard Quarter has the most wonderful fish and chipperies.
I mean, there are other nice fish and chips, but Blockhouse Bay is like cheap, it's good. It's the same. The decor is the same from when I was a child. You know, those fish posters are all faded with time. The same ketchup is X amount of dollars.
I used to love those because there was one called a Bastardly Red Cod.
Wow.
And I thought it was hilarious.
Okay. That really scans.
Are we ready for number two?
Sure.
2.
Hard to distinguish from the third point, but number 2 is picking up all your mates from their houses to park up in a car park to hang out for the night.
Yes.
Maybe you eat your fish and chips in one area, maybe then you cruise to another, you know, more car parky area to really... Yeah, throw all the doors open.
The first time I experienced this, I was baffled. I thought we were going somewhere. Because generally the equivalent to this on the shore is going to somewhere slightly scenic. Mm. So you go somewhere like near the beach.
Oh, not required.
No.
Not required.
But, you'd end up in like a car park and you'd be like, oh, sick, is this like outside where we're going? And no, mate.
No, this is... where we are. And it was pointed out to me, I think within the last 18 months, that this was a weird thing to do.
Well, I think the thing that made it extra weird to me is like when I would then go to parties, like house parties with my Westie friends, you would pre the party, park outside the house and just kind of drink by the car before entering.
Yeah. I don't know if I really did that, but I, you know, it's a kind of, you ease into it. It's a lot of socializing.
There's a lot
of
like,
ease into it, people.
Car based, like, socializing.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was pointed
real
out.
Real car culture.
Pointed out by a central Auckland friend. Look, some of my best friends are from central Auckland. And she pointed out that it was weird to hang out in cars after we'd been hanging out in a car for a while. So she was like, you know, this is a Westie thing, eh? I was like, what? I lived in Central for years. No one ever told me. Did I just go home? I don't know. How did no one tell me this? I was like 25 going, what?
You're living in a bubble, Caitlin.
How?
West Auckland bubble. West Auckland Writers Festival. Oh, that's exciting. Should we, before we get to number one, let's do a quick rundown. Speed, 10.
Oh.
Yeah.
Being mad about Super City.
9.
Being mad about the liquor licensing trusts.
8.
Being surprised, but where you can buy liquor.
7.
Civic pride.
Number 6.
Saying that's not West Auckland.
I like civic pride is so far down the list. You're like the best Westie features. I mean, civic pride's fine. Number 5.
Loving the trees.
Good. Number 4.
Burnouts.
3.
Eating takeaways in the car.
Number 2.
Hanging out in the car.
Just really escalating it. I feel like number 1 is just going to be the word car. But let's run this
car
thing and find out.
Car is a profile picture.
No. Juan.
I'm kidding. It's not having a car as your profile picture. That doesn't count as one of my favourite things. That's honestly get someone to take a photo of you. I don't know.
All right. What have we got?
Having no concept of distance / driving endless distances.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love this.
Has tripped me up many times. You're quite far away. It's not public transport.
The good thing is, though, that your West Auckland friends will drive you to wild places. They'll do crazy favours for you that other people will be like, I'm not driving you for like 40 minutes to pick up a sofa bed that you bought from the Salvation Army halfway across town.
Who didn't do that for you? Tell me. You tell
someone
me.
Someone not from West Auckland.
Yeah. I'm disappointed in that person.
I had a girlfriend from West Auckland and we hung out with her mum. The first time we hung out with her mum, we just immediately got in the car and I was like, oh, where are we going? And I was just like, we're going to go get some lunch. Drove for an hour and a half.
Where'd you go?
To not West Auckland. We went to like Balmoral.
Yeah. What, is this Swanson? From Swanson?
It was near Swanson.
Yeah.
It was wild. And it was just like,
my parents,
are we going to do anything else while we're out here?
Well,
why,
we got lunch.
Why would we do anything else?
We got lunch. Well, what did you want? That was the outing. We're going home now. My parents used to drive to Thames to get cheese. I think it was Thames. I think
Thames.
It was cheese. Yeah. When my parents moved out of the city, out of Auckland, I would drive to wherever they live, Katikati, for a lunch or dinner. Hamilton for a lunch. You know, pop down for a ballet recital.
It's insane to me. It's like Mad Max.
One time I was supposed to go out to Piha and I lived in Central and I was like, oh yeah, cool, you know, I'll leave at this time. Anyway, party started at 4. I got there at like 8. I forgot that I was an extra hour away.
Oh my goodness.
Mm.
Okay. Well, you've really painted a beautiful image of West Auckland for the listeners. And it seems like no one has anything else to say.
Oh, well, you know, fair enough.
I feel like you shutting down the Waiuku person so hard. I think that's really...
What, to stifle the conversation?
That really put it into the discourse.
I mean, as I said at the beginning, I'm not saying these things are exclusively West Auckland.
All right.
You can, you know, be living your best lifestyle with some of these traits outside of West Auckland. That's fine. But if I see you outside of West Auckland, I will go, Bogans.
Because Birkenhead, where I grew up, is a lot like that.
I have no thoughts on Birkenhead. My dad grew up there, actually. Well, actually, he grew up in Birkdale.
Do you know what? The first time I realised that my family was, like, posh is when... What? Don't laugh at that. Is when I realised that not everybody got their TV listings from the magazine The Listener.
I didn't know it had TV listings.
It does.
We got our TV listings from you turn the TV on. And you change the channels. Yeah, sometimes in ads it's like
back
up
in
next.
My day.
Yeah, back in my day. To be honest, that wasn't necessarily a marker about socioeconomic status. So I think my parents just
couldn't be bothered.
No. That was more a reflection on them as people.
Okay, so we've chosen a song to end.
Have we?
Kind of made you choose a song.
Yeah, what is it? Not to ruin the illusion.
Well, we couldn't really. It was slightly fraught.
I got stressed and walked away. Amelia sprang out on me at the last second.
Gutter Black by Alan Saylor.
I wanted to play there's a cliff in Outrageous Fortune where the like kind of boy racer hatchback drives off and it's got this song. It's like, ain't no thug, like it's a dangy thug. Anyway, it's not a real song though. I've looked it up before.
We can try find it and maybe we'll play the clip later. But here is Gutter Black by Hello Saylor. Gorgeous. It's West Auckland.
A satisfying and justified ranking of that thing. The 95 BFM Small Top 10.